Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Just shot you a Venmo there, Boomer, the $10 for the Le'Veon Bell loss. So hopefully you got it. Hopefully that was you that I Venmo'd the money to and not
actually,
somebody else.
Yeah, the Do-Re-Mi's coming in. Bobby Dwyer took care of it.
Oh, you won.
You took care of it.
Okay,
I'm just waiting for, you know, Eddie can walk a $10, walk it right in here if he wants.
Sure, right. Yeah, walk it right in. Just make sure you have your mask on. Mask up
right.
And walk right in there with the $10.
Right.
And, you got a nice little Friday surprise there. Boomer picked Kansas City with that first pick, and he nailed it.
Still waiting
he
for Al Dukes. I don't know what Al Dukes is probably doing right now. Probably shoving cereal down his face.
Granola bar. I actually was shocked that you had a Venmo account, so I'm going to go do that right now.
Me too. I'll get it to you when we're done.
Surprised.
Thank you. Appreciate it, gentlemen. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, he has that Venmo account for the Wasps. That's what the Venmo account is for, right?
Isn't that mainly
what it's for? Yeah.
Yes.
You probably don't use it that much. It's probably just that. It's probably just like the hockey
that
stuff.
And for you guys.
It didn't come up. Nothing came up.
All right.
Nah, could you text us your profile name so we know?
Yes.
Hey, by the way,
yes.
Do you mind? Can I do 10 picks today?
Why do you want to do 10 picks today?
Because you guys gave me credit for CeeLo's crappy picks last week. I didn't pick those. I want to catch up.
What was CeeLo's record last week?
5-0, but I don't want his picks.
No. It's 1-4.
Oh, 1-4? It's regardless what he picked. I don't want his picks. Plus, I won 2 parlays over the weekend, legitimately,
and won
cash. So I think I deserve to try and make up the week I wasn't here.
All right.
Boomer, are you under your real name? Or your fake radio name?
My fake radio name.
No.
Do I have a fake radio name?
No. It's under its real name.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, guys. Appreciate it.
I told my wife to Venmo you the $10.
You don't have $10 in your pocket?
No.
You had to tell your wife to do it?
Yes.
See, you don't have to worry about it, Boomer, because all people are going to do, they'd send you money. It's not like they can go after you in any way. It's like a Twitter account. You might even get a couple extra bucks from people.
I'm not looking for a couple extra bucks from anybody.
Then you got to start sending it back.
Right. I know. That was tough.
Right. What happened?
Well, we had a conversation about that, this whole Venmo thing, talked about our Venmo accounts. Next thing you know, we had like $700 each in our accounts that we're giving to charity.
Which we sent to you.
Yeah, we did.
That's right, you did. Yeah. And by the speaking of charity, just a big thank you yesterday to everybody that showed up for my golf tournament. Sorry, I had to take the day off. Normally, you guys come with me and we do the show from there, but given COVID-19 protocols and rules and everything else, everybody had to be socially distant. Everything had to be outside. It turned out to be a beautiful day yesterday.
Yeah.
And I just I just want to say thank you to Barry Sloan from New Tech. You know, he was our honoree this March right before our March event got canceled. He said, man, you know, my guys are going to stay with you. Don't worry about it. And sure enough, through the summer, he and New Tech and all of their, you know, company partners that they do business with have supported us. And yesterday's golf tournament was supported by a number of those people that also supported him back in March. And for most foundations out there like mine, almost every single one of our events have been canceled. Including the New York City Marathon in November, which is a big money raiser for a lot of charities around here. So we finally were able to get one in yesterday, and it was one of, I think, 11. So we've had 10 canceled this season simply because of COVID-19 and everything else. So it was great to see everybody yesterday show up and support. A lot of the same people come back year in and year out. And that Glen Oaks Golf Club does an unbelievable job making sure everybody feels at home and feels important. And we raised a significant amount of money yesterday, so it was great. And I just want to say thank you to everybody that was there yesterday.
Good to hear. We will be back there next year.
Yes.
Guarantee it.
God, I
100%.
Hope so.
Yes, we will be.
Another 100%.
Yeah, I understand, but I'm feeling good about it. All right, Jerry, what do you got over there?
We have a called shot and a game winner in the ALCS.
Pitch on the way, And Correa hits it in the air. Pretty deep to center. Sends back Kiermaier at the wall. See you later and see you tomorrow. The Houston Astros win it in the bottom of the ninth on Correa's walk-off homer, 4-3.
That is Robert Ford on Astros Radio. Carlos Correa gets them right back in the series. Now down 3-2 as they do pull off the win. This was after Tampa. Very pesky. They came back. You had Choi hit the home run to tie it. But Correa in the ninth after he kind of felt it.
Walking off the field, I said, I'm going to end it. You know, I could feel that my swing was in sync. I could feel that my rhythm was good. I could feel that I wanted to drive the ball, and I felt like I could do it. So
he did. Ryan Pressly, an inning and a third to earn the win. Houston using 7 pitchers to get through this game. They came up with 11 strikeouts. Not too shabby. Kevin Cash's team got a little flat the last couple games. He says, we'll be fine. Just need more offense.
We just got to get the bats going a little bit. We're, you know, 3 solo homers, and that's really all we had. We got to turn it around.
Now, did you guys had it by any chance? I don't know who watched this game or not, but did you notice the guy in the apartment building screaming at the Astros?
Yeah, the bullpen.
Yeah, right.
It's pretty funny.
No, I actually watched this game from start to finish, man. It was a hell of a game.
Look at you. Yeah, no, I watched not the whole thing, but I watched a good portion of it. You got Framber Valdez and Blake Snell going tonight at 6 p.m. Braves Dodgers last night, and Marcelo Ozuna had himself a game.
Ozuna waiting for a 3-2 pitcher. It comes, and there it goes on a line into the gap in left center field. Chasing it down as Bellinger keeps it off the warning track. Freeman is in. Ozuna goes to second. He's safe with a head first slide.
Yeah, and it made it at that time 3-1 Atlanta. It turned out to be the deciding run as they wound up winning 10-2. Jim Powell on Braves Radio. Marcelo Ozuna, 4 hits, including 2 home runs. He drives in 4, one-man wrecking crew there. And then you had this kid, Bryce Wilson, who got the victory. 6 innings, 1 hit ball, 5 strikeouts. He says, yes, anxiety, nerves all day, but that went away.
Once I got out there through the first pitch, I felt, like you said, calm, cool, and collected. We were able to stick with the game plan.
And he did the job. Now, Clayton Kershaw was good through 5. 6th inning, things sort of unraveled a little bit, and he was charged with 4 runs over 5+. Ronald Acuna Jr. opened the floodgates with an infield single to open the inning.
Yeah, I should have. It would have been nice to get Acuna out. You know, he's pretty quick right there, and it's just kind of part of playing on turf. You know, he kind of chopped that one up.
And wound up getting to first, and then things fell apart for them. So they're now down 3-1. They went 47-13 in the 60-game season, and now they're down 3-1 here. Later tonight, they've got Dustin May going. I have not seen who Atlanta's throwing, but May goes for the Dodgers. That'll be at 9 p.m. How about this one? The White Sox are going to be interviewing Tony La Russa for their managerial job. Yeah. I think he's 72 or 73 now, and I guess go one more time. What the hell? He has spent the last couple of years with the Angels in some front office advisor type of role, and they've gotten permission to talk to him.
You have Romeo Cornell's coaching.
Yeah, right? I mean, that's an interim role. This would be, you would think, you would hope for a few years, right? I mean, I'm sure he's in good shape, so good for him. If he can do it, go do it. He can be the missing piece.
Right, it's not so much his age that is shocking to me. It's the fact that I thought guys like Tony La Russa weren't going to exist in baseball any longer with this general manager power that they have over the manager. Like, usually it's just a yes man that they pluck in there and they put him in the dugout. Tony La Russa is not that guy. Tony La Russa is going to do things the way he wants to do them.
Yep. Well, that's a name to keep an eye on. He hasn't been hired, but it certainly looks like it's possible. You guys spent a lot of time already on Le'Veon Bell. Goes to the Chiefs, 1 year there. Sunday, Browns Steelers. Could there be an issue with OBJ?
We'd send Odell home today with an illness, and with this day and age, he's got to be so careful in this environment. So just want to make sure we're being proactive in that regard.
And that is head coach Kevin Stefanski. I'm not sure what the illness is. We theorize, but we have no idea. Bucks-Packers on Sunday. You've got Tom Brady against Aaron Rodgers. Brady, a big fan of Rodgers.
I think there's a lot to like about his play and his ability to pass football. He's, I think everybody always is pretty much in awe of how he makes it look so easy.
Including his own running back, Jamal Williams, meaning Rodgers' own running back, Williams. Williams was on a podcast called Game on Wisconsin, And he was asked who the better quarterback is, Rodgers or Brady. Now, you remember what happened to Brady last week on the, was it Thursday Night Football?
Yeah.
With that whole fourth down play. Well, here was Williams' answer to the question, who's better?
I'm pretty sure my quarterback knows what fourth down is. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. Like, Aaron Rodgers would never do that. Never. You know what I mean? Like, he's too smart for that. We'd never be in that type of situation.
So I guess he likes Rodgers and he thinks Brady's dumb.
Well,
so
what did they think the answer was going to be? I mean, he's on the team still, for crying out loud.
I mean, you know, Tom Brady had a senior moment. It's okay. You know, I mean, it could happen to anybody. Never happened to me, but it could happen to anybody.
Never happened to you. I
never,
like it.
Never, ever, ever, ever.
Well, but you weren't 43 playing either.
Yeah, that's true. But I did play for the Jets.
Were you doing this at 43 or not yet? How old were you?
In 2007?
Yeah. 45? Were you my age?
Yeah.
Oh, God. That goes quick, huh?
Yeah, it does. Thanks. I appreciate it. Yeah. I mean, you're amazing, Jerry.
Oh, no, I don't mean it that way.
Wow,
no.
You're old. Oh, my God.
Nah, that's not what I was saying. That's not what I was saying.
Unbelievable how old you are.
That's nope. That's not what I was saying. Don't put words in my mouth. We did enough of that between 5 and 6 this morning.
You're right. I know that. But, you know, it sounds like that's what you're saying.
Wait, hold on. What happened in the warm-up show today? What's between 5 and 6?
Oh, no, Al was putting words in someone's mouth. I forget. Who was it? Yeah, Al.
I don't even remember.
He's shoving something else in his mouth right now.
Oh, my
now,
God. So it was an hour ago. The two of us, two idiots. You
I'm
literally
sorry
said.
Sorry, I asked.
He literally said, I don't want to put words in his mouth, but, and then went to do it.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Was it Adam Schefter?
No.
No? Okay, great. Here's Joe Judge. He was, what can I tell you? Nick Saban's got COVID-19. We know that. Here was Judge asked about Saban.
He'll probably beat COVID. He's got a pretty good record about it against every other opponent, so I'm confident Coach will come through there.
Yeah, there you go.
Coach wants to coach against Georgia this weekend. Huge game for them. I don't know if they'll let him.
Can he coach in a suite by himself?
No, I don't think so.
Why not?
I don't
really?
Think he can travel with the team.
Yeah. I don't think he's not
That's
allowed
a
to
good
be there.
Point.
I don't know. Where is that game, by the way? Is it in Alabama or is it in Georgia?
Well, you just said
just
you could
Google
travel
it.
With the team.
I know. I don't know. I didn't.
But still, even that. I mean, to go from the freaking wherever he is to the. I don't know. I guess you could.
If that game's home, and I don't know. If that game's home, why can't you drive yourself to the game, walk up by yourself, and sit in a suite all by yourself, put the headset on, and coach the game?
Yeah, I don't know if he's allowed. As a matter of fact, it's at Alabama.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't know if he is either.
That'd be Saturday night on CBS, boys.
And he's asymptomatic, is he
that's,
not?
That's exactly right, yes.
So, I don't know. I would think he should be allowed in a suite by himself, but what the hell do we know?
Do you think they could put up like a projection screen and then have his image on the sideline?
That would be cool. That's the future.
Yeah, or
right,
like
a hologram.
Yeah, we've seen the holograms. You can put them on the sideline with a hologram. Why not?
And we can have fans and jetpacks above the field. I like it.
I'm just trying to think who would be the head coach for them. Steve Sarkisian?
Yeah.
I believe I heard that, yes.
Yeah. Sauk.
Sauk. Yep.
Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott released a video on social media just days after that awful injury and surgery.
What's up, everyone? Just want everyone to know that I'm doing well, and I can't thank you enough for all your love, your support.
He says,
that's awesome. That guy's unbelievable.
Tremendous. Yes,
he is unbelievable.
No doubt. He says lots of well wishes.
They've been more than overwhelming from teammates to family to friends to fans I don't know to former and current players around the league and players around all sports. I just wanted to say thank you.
So there you go. He is on the mend. He'll be back soon, we hope. And did you see the Titan players inside the NFL or NFL films? I'm not sure if they're the one and the same. They have all the footage of the Titan sideline when Derrick Henry basically shoved Josh Norman around like a rag doll as they were trying to recreate on the sideline. It's actually pretty funny. If you get a chance, go search for it. Looks like Ty Lue will be the new head coach of the Clippers. Rockets GM Daryl Morey no longer. He is stepping down after, I think, it's 13 seasons.
Is he taking a job in China? Where's he going?
Pretty sure that's not where it's going to be. And Anthony Davis, this
maybe
is
he can
an
come
interesting...
to the Knicks next year.
No.
Never know. Now, Anthony Davis is opting out of his deal with the Lakers to re-sign there. Now, he is set to make 28.5, I think, and he can make as much as 32. But the interesting thing here is, because of the money the NBA lost, we're not sure what the salary cap is going to be next year. So I don't know what he, at the end of the day, I don't know what he can make.
And he can sign like one of three different contracts, like a 1-1, a 1-2, and a 1-3.
Got a 1 and a 2.
And I would imagine that with all the things going on here in New York and the excitement generated around the Knicks. That,
I mean, Steve Stout's killing it. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. I heard you guys talking about that yesterday, about how you were checking Steve Stout's Instagram.
Yeah.
And how he's wearing Bulls stuff, and it's all about LeBron James and Michael Jordan.
Yeah, that's all his Instagram is.
Mean,
it's the only basketball.
Ewing doesn't have any Charles Oakley stuff up there or anything.
Nothing at all. The only thing basketball.
He's got an Oakley Bulls jersey.
Right. The only thing basketball on his Instagram account is LeBron James and Bulls stuff with Jordan. That's it.
All right. Exactly. What is his job? What is he supposed to be doing?
Brand manager.
Yeah, I was screaming about this yesterday. He's supposed to be the brand manager of the Knicks.
The Knicks have a brand, and the brand obviously at one point in time was one of the more sought after brands in sports. Now it's hard to believe that after the last 20 years of just absolute idiocy, but how is he working with the brand, advertising
other teams,
right? Essentially.
But what is he supposed to do? What's
not wear
job?
Bulls gear?
I know. Let's start there. And this is what I said yesterday. I said I'd love to talk to this guy because he had a successful career in the hip-hop industry. He's very well respected. I want to know what he's doing right now for the Knicks. I'd love to talk to him because he's not a dummy. He had success in his life,
I haven't seen any Knicks branding anywhere.
No.
Have you?
Right.
There used to be a time where I would actually wear a Knicks sweatshirt or something like that.
I think I'd wear that. Yeah, I know. I think I'd rather have that Nixium brand than the Knicks brand. Right?
Yes, exactly.
I just
wonder, what he is trying to accomplish with the brand. Is he trying to?
He hasn't done anything.
I believe he was hired to change the perception of the organization around the league. We've talked about this. I think players around the league don't like James Dolan, whether they know him or not. They think he's a bad owner, and they shouldn't go sign there. And you bring Steve Stout in to basically tell everybody, listen, good franchise. You got to turn the perception around. Whether it's reality or not, that's what they think.
I thought Spike Lee was our Drake.
Yeah. Kind of is. Big super fan sits
He talk to guys and say, hey, it's great coming to New York. It's great to play in the Garden.
You would think.
Why can't he do that?
Well, because he also had an issue with the organization last year. Remember that whole nonsense?
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
So they needed to find somebody else.
So now what's his issue with the organization now?
Remember he took the wrong entrance or something? Yes. Wasn't that the story?
Yeah. Boomer, you talked about this for a week straight.
I go in
the regular entrance. All the other men. I don't have a special entrance. Remember? It was a ridiculous topic that was going on. But, I don't know. I mean, they think that they need guys like Steve Stout and World Wide West to change the perception of the Knicks, and so far it has been horrible. And Leon Rose is talking to Carmelo Anthony, Chris Paul, and then he's going to trade for Russell Westbrook, who is on the downside of his career, making $42 million a year. Awesome. Good plan, guys. Really good plan.
And lastly, the Rangers have a plan. They agreed to terms with Alex Gurdjieff and Tony D'Angelo. So a couple of moves there yesterday as they keep going about their business.
Nice. Okay, good. Right.
There you go.
Very good, Jerry. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.